I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
Hello, everybody, all those radio heads out there listening. I'm your girl Star, your host, and our co-host is here.
Hello.
There she is. So, all you radio heads, thank you for listening tonight. We have an awesome show for you guys. I'm your host, Star, and...
And I'm your host, R&B singer Nakia, and thank you for joining us on Letters from the Pen tonight.
Yes, we are so glad to have you. If you're in your car, if you're in your bed, get ready for a great show this evening, because we know we kind of streaming from everywhere. So I know y'all out there listening.
Yes, we are. So what do we have in our goodie bag of letters for tonight?
Oh, we got a good one. Let me see. Let me pull out one. I'm going to do a random tonight, because usually I pick, but I'm going to do a random. Let's go with this one. Okay, so it reads, "Hi, ladies. I love you ladies' show, and you two are awesome. Now listen, this may seem petty, but I can't seem to take much more. A new girl has started at my workplace last month, and since she's been there, she has been eating my snacks and taking my drinks. Now, I don't mind. Now, I don't mind sharing, number one, if you ask. Number two, not every day. I actually like the girl, but I'm about ready to choke this chick. Please give me some advice on how to handle this with grace. Signed, thanks, sick of this mess and not eating for two."
Well,
okay.
Let me chime in first here, okay?
Yeah.
So, first of all, is this a serious issue? You don't know how to tell somebody to stop eating your food. But, okay, we'll help you. We'll help you, girl, anyway. So, personally, if it was me and somebody, well, I mean, I'm funny anyway. I don't want nobody's, like, fingers and paws and claws in my food. So, honestly, if it was me and I'm just keeping it real, I would just let her keep trying to nibble at it, because the next time I make a shit pie and put that in there, and she's
not a shit pie. Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm going to give her some of the graceful advice then. For one, we're going to always look on the bright side of things, and maybe the girl is hungry. Okay. So maybe
okay,
she has.
Wait. But what if I'm hungry and she ate my food?
I'm not saying she's right. I'm saying dig into the issue and address what may be the I'm not saying she's right at all. And I do agree. Open up your mouth and say something. Look, young lady, I need you to stop eating my food. If you're hungry, say something. I think she's a little cuckoo anyway for going to touch people's stuff without
asking. Well, if you want to be a punk about it, girl, whoever wrote the letter, honey, just start making, you know, an extra meal, and then, you know, put her name on one and your name on the other, so she know, like, I made you an extra meal, this your meal, don't touch mine.
Yeah, if you want to be nice about it, young lady, what if she didn't leave her name, she just said sign sick of this mess and not eating for two. So if you want to call up and talk about it, we're here for you, honey. 1-888-627-6088-60088. But if not, you guys can call up and give her some advice. I think we're all feeling the same way, though, sweetheart. Open up your mouth and let her know how you're feeling. Or stop putting your lunch in the staff refrigerator and just keep it.
Wait. You know, the more that I think about this, right, I think I'm going to throw up. Because, first of all, you over here, and this is for you, sister girl, that's eating people's food, okay? So you're over here nibbling and digging in people's food. You don't know if that person who made the food, if their kitchen was clean, if they got roaches, yep. If they stole the food out the trash can.
Yep. Oh, she was digging up her nose while she was making that sandwich.
You don't know if she washed her hands. You don't know if she was digging in her butt, scratching her little tushy. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I know for me, if I go somewhere to my workplace and I open up the staff refrigerator or something to that effect, and I see like drinks and I don't have my own, I might ask, you know, somebody has a six pack of water. Can I get a water? Here's a dollar or something like that. But just to dig my hand in somebody's stuff and take it and walk around like I pay you for it, that's not even my style. So well, somebody needs to have a conversation with this young lady.
I thought you was about to say, I might be at work and be a little thirsty and sip somebody's, you know, drink and put it back.
Girl, bye. You know me better than that. No, because I'll be on the verge of choking a chick too. I'm on this graceful tip lately. I'm trying to calm myself and be at peace with my mental state, because mental health is on the rise, honey, and I do not want to get lost in the mix.
I mean, girl, you out here stealing people's food. You need to go ahead and listen to Letters from the Pen and try to call in and win some of these prizes, cash, money, gift cards, because we out here feeding people and you out here stealing people's grub.
Yeah, we just gave away a Sonic gift card. You could have ate Sonics at happy hour. We just gave away a gift card.
I could get you a dollar meal, something.
Yeah.
Girl, go to work.
We got to shout out our sponsors. What's up, you guys? Shout out to Star Channel, Simone Cosmetics.
Let's pay some bills. Shout out to Amore Dior Designs for all of your design needs. LHS Home Care, taking care of your loved ones in the New York area. OG2 Entertainment, Photography Got Next for all of your photography needs. JRC Cleanup, no job is too small or too big.
That's it. Thank you guys. Thank you to all our sponsors. And we are always taking new sponsors. We also have an amazing promotion coming up. You want to talk about this contest real quick?
Well, Letters from the Pen, in conjunction with OG2 Entertainment, we want to give away a distribution deal and some radio airplay promo. So what you have to do is send an email to lettersfromthepen@gmail.com expressing your interest, and we will email you back and we will give you all of the particulars so you can try to win this distribution deal, which, by the way, will be through Sony Orchard, and this radio airplay promotion.
Yep, and our radio airplay promotion pays BMI and ASCAP royalties, so you're going to win either way. We also have some promotional deals for just regular packages, so hit us up. And when you go to the email, you guys, make sure you put a Z for all you out there listening to iHeartRadio and all that good stuff that can't see us right now because we've been
kind of not getting with a Z.
With a Z to the email.
Letters from the pen at gmail.com.
That's it.
Or if you can't remember that, go to the website, www.lettersfromthepen.com. You can reach out to us there. You can leave a message. You can even send a letter in through there. If you want to inquire about anything, just go to the website and you will reach us.
And don't forget to go follow us on IG at Letters from the Pen.
That's right. So have you decided whether you were going to take your COVID shot or not?
I kind of have already decided that I don't want to take the COVID shot.
You don't want to turn into a zombie?
I don't want it.
I don't want it either.
I don't want to deter the people out there. If you feel like it's for you, you know, this is our disclaimer. The views from Letters from the Pen are not views from the public. They are ours solely. For me, I don't want it. I'm scared.
I mean, I think we're going to put up a poll. We're going to put up a poll later. I want to see just how many people think that they're going to take this shot and how many think that they're not. I mean, I can almost probably guarantee that the nation's divided on it.
Yeah, it's almost, from according to some of the polls that I've been watching, we like 60-40. 60 don't want it. You know, so.
I'm part of the 60.
Me too. At least for now, anyway, we'll see. You know, I mean, I would hate to be one of the ones that don't get it. You know what I mean? And we sitting around end up getting sick. So I just kind of want to see, because America is not very trustworthy.
Okay, what's the name of that movie? Zombie Apocalypse. Okay, so I'm going to be one of the people that's going to be killing the zombies once they get the shot. So you go ahead on and get on the wrong side and get that shot if you want to.
I'm not getting the shot. I just said I'm not getting the shot until I see all the people getting and they still alive. I don't even like it.
See if they're still alive.
I'll wait. I will wait. I want to shout out Mr. Mike Anderson, producer Mr. Mike Ray Anderson out there with these big thing poppins. Just had to give him a quick shout out. He's always around supporting. I know he's probably out there watching. So shout out to you, Mike. We see you.
Hey, Mike.
I think we got a caller on the line. Who is that and where you calling from?
There's no caller on the line, honey. Put your glasses on, baby.
Okay.
It's okay. You got excited. You got excited for no reason.
I thought somebody was trying to win a prize. They sitting back watching, caught us.
We didn't, what? They can't win a prize. We didn't drop no trivia question. Good Lord.
They can win this far. Oh gosh. Okay.
You're moving ahead of yourself.
We didn't drop a trivia question today.
No, we didn't drop one yet. But so everybody knows, New Year's Day, we are having a girls' day, and we will be live all day. And we will be back here on BBS Radio with Letters from the Pen at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time Standard Time. So make sure you join us and you join in with us, because we are going to be giving away some awesome prizes. On Christmas Day, the 25th, we will be giving away a flat screen TV and an iPhone. So make sure that you keep your ear glued to know the trivia questions, how to win, know when to call in, because everyone's going to be calling at the same time. And whoever gets in first, that's going to be the lucky prize winner.
And the lines get flooded fast, you guys. You guys, pay attention to Letters from the Pen on Facebook page. Pay attention to the Letters from the Pen IG page. That's where you're going to get most of your trivia answers from. I mean, questions from. And Nakia, my co-host up there, might throw one out today for next week. By the end of the show, we'll see who's going to get lucky.
Maybe not. You have to do your research. I'm not dropping any hints. You want to win this flat screen TV? You got to stay, keep your eyes tuned and listen, so you know what's happening.
Keep it locked right here on Letters from the Pen. Them Sagittarius is getting ready to get up out of here. It's about to be Capricorn season, you guys.
Oh, blah. Blah, blah.
Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. We the best. We blah, take blah, it blah, out blah. And bring it in. Don't get no
bad. It's the Pisces for me. It's the Pisces for me. Well, that's how you feel about me. Okay.
You are exception. The rest of them, blah.
Okay. Somebody must have tried to drown you or something.
No, I actually don't know too many Pisces.
You know me. All right. So we have our first guest of the night, Trauma, OG2 Entertainment rap artist Trauma, and we are going to bring him on in.
All right. Yeah.
Yay! My that was my sad yay. But I'm not sad. I'm definitely not sad.
I am definitely not sad today. I'm not sad at all.
No.
Happiness prevails.
I tell him I'm gonna bring him in, and he hung up or he ran. You ran because it's Sagittarius season?
No, there's a Capricorn on the line. Come on in here. Come on, sir.
You want a Capricorn? You want a Capricorn to call in? Let me find one for you.
Yes, find me a male Capricorn.
Oh Lord. If there's any male Capricorns out there, you can call in now.
don't keep talking. I'm gonna go ahead and auction you off on air.
No one's gonna win. They can't afford me. No one's gonna win.
They're only getting a Chili's gift card to take you to dinner, so.
Oh, please. Girl, Chili's. That's not a first date.
My Sister's Dreamer Domestic Violence Support Group. Domestic violence is on the rise, you guys. So if you know anyone, a loved one, a friend, yourself, that's going through domestic violence or any kind of abuse, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-7233. And make sure y'all go over to Amazon and get a copy of WETS. Thank you.
Oh my God.
And don't forget to go check out Miss Nakia's album. She's got some new stuff coming too, y'all.
For Your Eyes Only is streaming everywhere digitally. And I'm on Pandora. Make sure you go stream me over there.
And Pandora. Yeah, because I was listening to it the other day on Pandora. You got
all your streaming
works. Oh, there's our guest. Our guest is in the building. Welcome for coming on to Letters to the Pen.
Glad to be here. Nice to see you, Star. What's going on, Nakia?
What's up, Trauma? How's it going?
I'm chilling, man. Slow motion, that's it.
Slow motion. So introduce yourself and let people out there know who you are. I mean, we know who you are, but let everybody else out in Radio Land know who you are.
Well, I'm up and coming artist named Trauma, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a new single coming out too called Different Shades. So hopefully y'all hear that. That should be up on YouTube soon. And pretty much, I'm trying to put my name out there and let y'all hear what I really got to say.
All right. So what does it feel like being signed to like an independent label?
Yeah. It feels good, honestly. Honestly, I didn't even think that I'd be signed to any label, you know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know, when you keep practicing something, it got good odds at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And how do you think, has COVID, like, affected you at all through everything, through, like, your recording process or anything?
Yeah, it did. It did. It caused a lot of delays, but, hey, just like everybody else in the world, you know, COVID-19 is affecting everybody. So we just got to take it on the chin and keep running with it.
Right, 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 right.
All right. Well, I'm going to go off on that.
It looks like V just popped up in here.
I'm going to go off on the left with my question with these beards. So my question is, okay, I'm going to leave that question there. But my question is this. Doesn't food get all stuck up in there? Do y'all have to like wash your beard every time you eat?
Oh goodness.
Yeah, it does get
Thank
in
you.
There. It does get in there. So you do gotta manage your beard.
Star. Did you plan on growing a beard? Is that why you're asking these questions?
I might, you never know. You never know what might come popping. I was just curious because I know a lot of guys have this spiritual thing about the beard. Then they have this new trend with the beard. I'm seeing everybody getting beards now that wouldn't even have hair on their face before. So I was just curious, you know, is it that for you, or you just like the way it looks? Is it anything religious?
No, it's a religious thing as well. You know, I am Muslim, so it is a religious thing as well. But it's like, you know, I don't like, at the end of the day, a beard is just a beard. It's a mirror image, you know? So it's like, it doesn't really matter when it comes to religions and things like that. People just like to throw that out there.
Okay,
so gotcha. So you said that you're Muslim, so can people expect to kind of hear that culture, the Muslim culture type in your music, or what style of rap are you?
Well, basically, you know, they like when I do my music, like it's me that, you know, that I'm expressing me through my music. So it's like you'll get a piece of everything of who I am, period, as a person. You know, you might get the religion stuff, but I do try to keep my religion out of the other things that I do, you know, when it comes to stuff like music and things like that.
Right.
Why?
Because it's like, you know, certain things that's in my music, it's like I don't like, it's in my music, but it's like towards my religion, it's like I cannot put them two in the same category. You get what I'm saying? It's like anything, I like to keep it away because it's like even if I'm saying certain things on my tracks, it's like I would not want to put a lot in the middle of my music while I'm saying all of these bad things. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right, right. All right, cool. So I see rap artist, OG Entertainment rap artist D is in the building.
Hello. How is everybody?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, D?
And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Queen.
You doing anything exciting for your birthday?
Actually, I just got out the hospital on the 16th. I was in there from the 15th to the 16th. So I'm not doing anything but spending my birthday with family. I had some friends that stopped by. So I'm just trying to get better. And once I get better, then the turn up is real. So I'm looking forward to New Year's to celebrate my birthday, actually.
So are you hanging out with us all day New Year's for the girls' day all day?
Of course. You know,
you invited me, Trauma.
Yeah, because
even
about
if
to
you
say,
guys, if you all feel up to it, we can have it at my place. I mean, it's up to you. Doors are open.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we're gonna do, right, Star?
Yes, I'm ready, especially with the price of that plane ticket. I feel
Star,
great.
Like, I'm ready. I'm gonna go. I'm ready to go anywhere. So
happy birthday, baby! Enjoy.
I want you guys hang tight. We're gonna play one of D's songs, and then we'll come back and we'll get to some more questions. So D, Right now, we're going to play your song, Fuck Them Other Bitches. Tell us really quick what the motivation behind that song was.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down in the short term and be very, very precise. So the way that song came about was, you know, I heard the track. When I heard the track, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Then the next thing, you know, I came into the studio. I was peed off. I was in a relationship that wasn't a great relationship. It was like a dude I've been there for since day one. And then all of a sudden, like, he just like tried to dog me and then try to come back like, oh, I'm sorry, I want you back. And it was just like, at that point, like, nah, you go out them to the, go back to the slums, you know, this is not it. So when I went into the studio and I just heard the hook and I'm just like, you know what? Give me those headphones. I need to get in this booth. And it just came out natural. Like, I didn't take days to write it. It happened right then and there at the studio.
Awesome. All right, let's get it. You introduced your song.
So we're going to play Fuck Them Other Bitches by D, featuring me on the hook. Let's get it.
Snapchat, Twitter tool, Facebook, Instagram. Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches. When your ass was in the trenches. Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches. When your ass was in the trenches. Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches. When your ass was in the trenches. Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches. Where they ass was at when your ass was in the ditches.
You a sorry ass nigga, oh dumb ass nigga. A trifling ass nigga, just a stupid ass nigga. When them dusty bitches left you, I was the one that held you down. You mad, disrespectful, you old bum ass clown. 6 hours drive, just to make you smile. Sat in that courtroom when your ass was on trial. When the judge said guilty, I was in denial. But I stood by your side and I always kept a smile.
Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches.
Where they ass was at when your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches.
Where they ass was at when your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches.
Where they ass was at when your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches, nigga, fuck them other bitches.
Where they ass was at when your ass was in the trenches. You a thought ass nigga, oh thirsty ass nigga. A pause ass nigga, need some water ass nigga. Oh flirting ass nigga, I took you in my nigga. Scrape ass nigga, you a funny ass nigga. Acting fake my nigga, that's the new trend nigga. Disloyal ass nigga, oh punk ass nigga. Doing bitch shit nigga, kiss my ass my nigga. Oh complicated nigga, so I'm leaving my nigga.
Fuck them other bitches nigga, fuck them other bitches.
When your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches nigga, fuck them other bitches.
When your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches nigga, fuck them other bitches.
When your ass was in the trenches.
Fuck them other bitches nigga, fuck them other bitches.
Where they ass was at when your ass was in the ditches. You an internet nigga on Facebook nigga. Oh Snapchat ass nigga, inboxing ass nigga. I see you texting ass nigga, calling bitches my nigga. Tweeting ass nigga on Instagram nigga. YouTube ass nigga on POF nigga. You a corny ass nigga, straight dub ass nigga. Fake Jordan wearing nigga, you a broke ass nigga. Stop stalking me, you bitch ass nigga. Ass nigga. You a bitch ass nigga.
Whew. That's hard.
Well, that was super aggressive.
God damn. I feel sorry for that nigga.
Somebody was angry.
Sheesh. Well, god damn it.
Well, those are the best songs though. The ones that you are passionate about.
Yeah, the ones you put your emotion in. That's
those are the best ones.
So what's crazy. Next for you, CD?
Oh, there's a lot coming up. You know, due to the pandemic, you know, we had a little bit of a pause, but there's more and a lot and a lot you're going to see coming from me coming out of OG2 Entertainment. So be prepared and be ready.
Kadan, what's next for you, Trauma?
Yeah, I got a couple things that I got going on right now. You know, I've been writing. I've been doing a lot of writing. So I guess the pandemic was a a thing in the like a blessing in disguise as well, because it sat me down in order for me to actually sit there here and take my time and write music, because I like to actually take my time. I would take the longest while to make one little track, you know. So
right.
It's like I feel good that, you know, I got as much as I got done, and hopefully, you know, I'll start throwing them out one by one, and y'all gonna get them real soon.
So now for the both of you guys, question for the both of you, D and Trauma. What artists do you guys see yourself like working with in the future?
Little Kim. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, okay.
I'm obsessed with Little Kim. Little Kim is my idol. I love Little Kim. Anybody say anything bad about Little Kim, you're gonna have to see me. Little Kim, I love her. I don't care what nobody says. Little Kim, I love her since day one. I've been there. I can tell every single song, Little Kim.
Okay, we got it. Calm down. We got it. We got it.
No, I like Missy Elliott too. I love Missy Elliott and Lisa Left Eye, but Little Kim.
Well, you can't do a feature with Lisa Left Eye. Well, you kind of can, but you can't.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay. Trauma, who would you like to work with?
I have to say Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting.
West Coast. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's interesting. Nino. So, Kadan, I know like we can't drop any of your music right now because you're still, it's like in the works and we can't leak anything. Can we get like a freestyle or something?
Yes, let's hear it.
Let's see what I can throw out there. all right, I'm gonna put something out there. Clean whip when I pull up. Fuck bitches, don't boo love. Money talk like rulers, my wrist cool like coolers. Clean whip when I pull up. Clean whip when I pull up. Oh, excuse me right now. I have a problem with my throat. Kind of nervous because I ain't really been on, like, you know, on any talk or some stuff like that, but I got you. Clean whip when I pull up. Fuck bitches, don't pull up. Money long like rulers, my wrist cool like coolers. I be grooving on for real. Then to the bank, I cash out. That's because I'm wrapped out. I blow a bitch whole back out. Niggas hating on me because my shit. Hold up, real quick. I'm kind of nervous. All right. Who am I? The young cat that'll crack off still. When my guns clap, you gonna need you a shield. Trying to take over blocks so my money could build. And I don't care who criticize because my raps is real. Go ahead and slip. Running your lip. You could get hit with the 9-automatic or the 4-4 clip. Tell niggas like bitches to get ready to strip because I hollow hitting you and everybody you with. Counting money for days, bitch, my fingers is bleeding, addicted to all this money. You can say that I'm fiending, you can say I'm hot, bitch, you know that's a lie. When it comes to this beat, I bust it just like I'm Plies. You a bitch in disguise, transparency through you. All I gotta do is point and my niggas will shoot you. Had me rolling up deep, I ain't never lost sleep. Bitch, I buzz so loud, you would think I'm a bee.
All right, y'all heard it first here. Look out for the album, look out for new music from Trauma.
Okay, Stars, your turn, freestyle.
Oh.
your name is Star.
I don't rap. All right, you want me freestyle? Let me see. Hold on, give me a minute. My name is Star, and I got these bars. If you mess with me, I'll send you to the stars. Stop.
Oh, you went like Kumo D freestyle.
I don't rap. Now, you want me to talk? You want me to talk erotic? And you want me to get wet? You want me to get the book? You want me to read some? What you want me to do? I could do that.
No, we can't handle that right now. We can't handle that.
Well, we're going to leave the rapping to Didi and Trauma. Y'all do y'all thing.
Right.
No, nothing either. You know, the thing is, I'm not even much of it. Like I said, you know, like I really enjoy to sit down and write my raps. Like I'm not really an off the top rapper like that. So for me to just be coming off, you know what I'm saying? It's not that it ain't easy. It's just that I think too much. So it's like the next sentence that'll come out of my head, I'll be thinking about how I'm going to put it into another song that I'm ready to write. So it makes me get real tongue tied at times.
Right. Got it.
You're more of a storyteller like me then, because I like to tell stories. You like to tell stories in your stuff, right?
I do both. I hung out with my brothers. So, you know, freestyling comes natural. So I could do both.
Okay. Did you guys hear our letter for tonight?
Yes. Let me tell you, if somebody dug in my lunch, let me tell you, you see me, I'm a thick girl. I like food. Don't even play with me. Don't play with my food. Somebody digging my lunch, the next time I come, you see, girl, I'll make them a pie. They gonna eat a pie. They gonna wish they never dug in my lunch again because they gonna get a pie. A lovely little nice fluffy nice creamy pie.
Ain't no apples in it, huh?
I'm telling you, they might get lucky and get some pecans. But well, I'm telling you,
what would you do, Trauma, if somebody kept eating your lunch?
Yeah, they can have it. They obviously need it.
He's like, whatever.
If somebody really literally is eating, bro. They got no, they don't care. They're at the point right now where it's like, if you touch this food, it's going down. Like,
okay, so let me ask you guys this question. Star D Trauma. Let me ask you guys this question, right? What if you didn't know who the person was, and every day, every time you went to get your lunch, you just saw like a bite or a nibble in your food?
You know what I'm going to do? If I can't eat lunch, can't nobody eat lunch. So everybody lunch that's in there is going in the garbage. It's gonna go in the garbage. So make sure I throw hot coffee over top of it and everything. Make sure you're not gonna eat your lunch. Since I can't enjoy and eat me a good little neither can you.
At that point, for me, it seemed like somebody really got a personal issue with my food. They're gonna be coming up taking levels and nothing.
Star, what would you do?
I'm gonna put some jalapenos and see who reacts.
I love some jalapenos. I'm gonna put a lot,
and it's gonna be hot. They're gonna react. I'm gonna put some laxative,
and well, I want to we'll see who's gonna run to the bathroom on shift.
Right.
Oh, shoot. All right, Star, go ahead and drop that first trivia question of the night. Let's give some lunch away. Speaking of nibbling on
trivia question. Okay, so if you were listening, I need you to tell me who Dee Dee's idol is and who is the one person that she would love to do an album with. 1-888-627-6008.
Phone lines are open.
All right, let's go. What y'all think about this vaccine? You taking the vaccine, Trauma? DD, you taking the vaccine?
I'm not taking no vaccine.
I actually seen
something on the news where one of the nurses took the vaccine in the camera to show people, like, you know, it's good to take the vaccine. And just a few minutes later, she fainted. She passed out on television.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they had a rusher, and the doctor was trying to hold her up. And you know, I don't know what you're pumping in me. I don't know if this vaccine is really what it is. So you know what? Just keep me in the natural herb store and I'll be all right.
Yeah, some ginger, some tea, and some honey, right? What about you, Trauma?
Exactly.
I'm straight with that. I ain't trying to go in there looking for a shot and come out a damn crackhead. Like, that stuff they're going to shoot people with, going to be doing all that. That's going to have you hooked on everything. Stuff you never even thought about taking, I ain't with it. They can't shoot
me with that. They say 10 years from now, they're going to start having out those memes about, you know, you will be compensated if you took the COVID-19 vaccine. So 10 years from now, we might be seeing some of that. I don't know. I'm a little nervous, too.
Well, you know, and I mean, I hate to get into politics and government, but Big Pharma, the government, they're the biggest drug dealers out here. So
yep.
Prescription pills is like, it's crazy. It's just a legal way to drug people up and make money. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they bring the opioids.
It's okay for you to give people all of these narcotics that they get addicted to, and it's fine. But then if someone on the street gives them something they're addicted to, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Mm. That's how they work. They've been moving like that since the beginning of time, honey. That's why they legalized marijuana, so they could put their hands in it.
That's crazy. So drop the trivia question one more time. And give
if you were listening, I need you to tell me who Dee Dee's idol is. She just said it. She said who she wanted to do an album with. Give us a call, 1-888-627-6008. Let's go. The phone lines need to start popping.
Phone lines are open. phone lines at open.
I got a question. I got a question for Nakia.
So you think you're interviewing me?
No, I'm not interviewing you. I actually want to ask you something.
Hold on, we got a caller. Caller, where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Okay, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
Yes, I do.
What is the answer?
I got a question. Little Kim.
Hi, caller from New York. Can you turn your radio down? Because we hear you echoing in here. All right. Caller from New York, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say your answer one more time.
Little Kim.
And that is correct. Star, tell our caller what she has won.
What are we giving today? We are giving away Amazon $25 gift card. Or are we giving away the Roku today?
We'll do the Amazon gift card.
Okay, sounds good. Send us an email, letterstothepen@gmail.com.
And or you can go on the website. Sorry, Star. Or you can go on the website to www.letterstothepen.com. Go and drop your information there, and we will get your gift card out to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Do you have anything while you're on the line that you want to say to D or Trauma?
Happy birthday, D.
Thank you.
Very happy birthday, and many, many more. And Trauma, y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Trauma. Now, okay. Hold on, real quick.
I felt that one in the heart.
Oh my gosh. Oh Lord.
No, but I was gonna ask you a question because you see, truth is, you know, like I was like really, really like doing a lot of like writing music and stuff when my brother was alive. And when my brother passed away, you know, it basically took a lot of that away from me. And now, for some reason, when I go to try to if I go on stage or if I try to, you know, recite a song or something like that, I get that feeling inside of me. It almost feels like I'm shy, like or something like that. And I was never like that before. So, what would be your advice to get rid of that feeling of feeling shy when you're on stage? Or
so, I'm gonna say this, right? Every artist, no matter how big or small, when they hit the stage, they're always gonna have like that feeling, that little bit of feeling of fear, because it's just something in the subconscious. Like, what if they're not gonna like it, or can I do this? I mean, I would say that, I mean, what I do is I pray with my team before I hit the stage. And most of the time, you can't even really see the people out there because it depends on what kind of stage you're on. I'm used to being on like really big stages, so can't really see the people, but you just have to go out there and just like give it your all. And after the first couple of words, you get the first couple of words out, you're gonna be good money. Especially if you have like a good like sound guy behind you, or a DJ, or your dancers, or whatever. Like you just gotta do it. You gotta rip the band-aid off and just do it. Because after a while, the stage is gonna become like your second home. Well, after you know, COVID is over. But I would think right now the best thing to do, since everything can be done virtually, like do some virtual shows. You know what I'm saying? Start there, because at least the people can see you, but you can't really see them. So it'll almost be like you're just doing a practice, you know, and just cultivate your craft. So when the time does come that you really, really hit the stage, you'll just be ready. You know, I mean, you can never be too prepared to get on stage. So you got to make sure like you practice like every day. You got to dedicate a couple of hours every day to practice your craft. And, you know, the more prepared you are, the less afraid you're going to be.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for the advice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. So I think right now we're going to get into another song called Heaven Send Me an Angel that's featuring D. So D, what was the motivation behind that song?
So, you know, with all the killing that's going on, Black Lives Matter movement that's going on. So this song actually took place with after George Floyd's death. And we just went in the studio, like, the song is basically like, stop racism, stop violence, you know, stop killing one another, just stop all the nonsense and let's just live in peace. I know, you know, it's hard because everyone has their own beliefs and believe in their, you know, own type of things when it comes to violence and everything. And they always say, you guys want police to stop killing you, but you guys are out here killing each other. So why does it matter? People always seem to have that mindset, but it's not about that, because whether a person did bad or good or indifferent, you know, that's still somebody's loved one, and to take them away from them isn't right. So Heaven Sent was something that, you know, it was three of us that got together and we put the song together, and in the song you'll actually hear like true details of things that are going on in everyday life.
All right, so you heard it first here on Letters from the Pen on BBS Radio, and this is Heaven Sent Me an Angel featuring D, Woe Bills, and Nakia.
Heavenly Father, I walk by faith, not by sight. Watch over me.
Heaven couldn't wait for you.
I'm not ready to
wait
go
for you now.
When it's time, I will come.
Heaven, please send me an angel to watch over at night, watch over my life. Seem to do right. I don't wanna die, no.
Don't wanna die, no, no.
Don't wanna die, no, no.
You wanna count me out, but you better count me in. Cause me and my team, you already know who's born to win. The devil running rampant, wanting us to stress out when we should have been thanking God for all our blessings. We was destined to be great. You gotta believe in yourself, straight up from the gate. I don't wanna hear no crying when the baby's out here dying. Every day, all you hear is the gunshots and sirens. Lord, won't you please help us?
Heaven, please send me an angel to watch over at night, watch over my life. Can't seem to do right. I don't wanna die, no.
Drop to my knees, asking the Lord to please forgive me. I see the tears fall from my face. I'm confused as can be. Pops calling, so coherent. Family leaving, alone feeling. Getting judged by my color. The racial conduct so unappealing. Understand me, Jesus, please. I want to change. Lord, guide me. As you see me on my knees, stop the suicide in me.
Over at night, watch over my life. Can't seem to do right. I don't wanna die, no.
Don't wanna die, no, no.
Don't wanna die, no, no. Don't wanna die no more.
So that was a really, really great song. When we talk about like the Black Lives Matter movement, like I said, I don't really like to get into like the political aspect of things. But what does that movement really mean to you? That question was for you, Dee.
Oh, okay. Well, people look at Black Lives Matter as a gang because a lot of people don't know, like, oh, you donate to Black Lives Matter, where is the money going? And, you know, these are things people don't know, like, exactly, you know, if I donate here, where is it going? So people look at Black Lives Matter as a gang because they try to say that, you know, we loot and there's a lot of violence that happens between Black, you know, when the Black Lives Matter movement happens. So, but that's not what it's about. When it comes to Black Lives Matter, and I know a lot of people say Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and I hear that, but when someone talks about Black Lives Matter, they're actually talking about, you know, all the hate crime. And just because my skin is dark, you're intimidated by me, or you think that I'm aggressive, or you think that I'm angry because of the color of my skin. You treat me different, or you think I'm going to hurt you, rob you. And we're not all like that. You get what I'm saying? There's things that you don't understand what people go through in their life. There's a lot of, you know, racism is still out there. Put it like that. Racism is still out there. I hear it. I get it from when I go places. I've been called a lot of things, and it was just up to me to either join the ignorance or just look at them and say, you know what? God bless you. Right. And with the Black Lives Matter movement, when people donate, it goes towards the family to get a lawyer, to fight, to try to get the person that killed that person's loved one put behind bars and in prison. And just the way the justice system is working nowadays, you know, you don't always get the outcome that you are actually looking for. So when I hear Black Lives Matter, I hear that how I look at it is, you know, you did wrong. You could tell in your face you did wrong. You're admitting that you did wrong. So at what point are you going to stand up and say, you know I killed this person's loved one, and I know it was unjustified the way and everything that I, and every way how I did it was wrong, but you still feel like you don't deserve any type of punishment?
have to do it twice.
Sexy, call me what you want, but please don't test me. Whisper in your ear, kissing on your neck. Tell you see you later, I'm sure you understand. This one night stand was fun while it lasts. But boy, grab your clothes, here comes your cat.
So that was One Night Stand by Nakia featuring D, streaming everywhere on all platforms. You guys can go out and get that on Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, anywhere music is streamed.
That was fine. I like that.
Thank you. So before we had like a little bit of technical difficulties, like we were kind of talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. So Trauma, what I wanted to ask you is, as a minority male in America, have you ever experienced any type of like police brutality, like anybody kind of being racist against you, like, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah, that happened basically. That's been happening my whole life, basically. Coming up as a kid, you know, it's like I've been harassed by police for no reason at all. Sometimes just for walking down the block, going to the store, you think you're just going to go grab you a couple things and be heading back in the house. And you got a police officer looking at you, don't even know you from a can of paint, but just assume you a drug dealer or you a killer and you out there just, you know what I'm saying, causing havoc to the world. And it's, I got my name put into a whole lot of things that ain't had nothing to do with me just because of the color of my skin when it came to police. So,
right.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard, especially nowadays. Nowadays, it's more so, you know, it's sad to say, but it's like when they pull you over, you don't know to throw your hands up or throw your hands forwards, you know, and that's hard. It shouldn't be like that at all, but.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, I'm definitely sorry and sad at the same time that that anybody in America has to be profiled or judged based on, you know, on their looks or their religion or their sex or their creed or their nationality. I mean, it's an ongoing battle that's been going on for years. And it's something that unfortunately can't be fixed overnight and is not going to be addressed overnight.
Right.
Dr. Baby D? He's so cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Star, are you back with us?
Yeah, been here the whole time.
Like, yes, I've been here the whole time. Do you have any questions, Star, like about the movement or what we're talking about?
No, I'm good, because Black Lives Matter, that's a whole nother show.
You look like you got something you want to say.
Who, me? No, I think that's a whole conversation, and you know I will talk for an hour, so we might as well wrap this up, because we want to go through Black Lives Matter.
Okay, well, yeah. Sum it up. Sum up what you feel about police brutality.
Oh, racial injustice is alive and well in America today. We all know that. And like you said, to piggyback off that, we are not going to stop it overnight. And you're really not going to change everybody's heart. It's just going to have to kind of wean itself out. I think we're doing pretty good so far with our Generation Z not actually being all Black. We got some of everybody on our side. So I'm with the shits. I'm ready for the fight.
So you're going to be out there with your sword and your shield?
I mean, if it comes down to it, sword, shield, my Wonder Woman lasso, whatever I got to take, my powers. Let's get it. I can't hear you, D. What'd she say? I think she on mute.
Oh, I said I'm going to be out there like the Tin Man.
Suited up. That's right.
That's right.
Well, I so enjoyed you guys.
Yes. It was fun having you guys. And please allow us to break your first records when you drop the new material. We will have you back and we will put that in rotation. Thank you for your views on Black Lives Matter, even though I hate talking politics. Thank you for letting us know that you won't be taking the COVID shot and turning into zombies.
You know, if you ever want to bring me back and we talk political, you know, I don't mind. I'm ready for the whole Trump and Biden situation.
No, we're not even going to talk about that no more. And you can't talk about that because Star be ready to whoop somebody if you say Trump's the president.
Well, you know, Trump is still the president, but, you know.
That's all right. He's getting evicted.
All right, D. Yeah. Tell the fans where they can find you at.
You can go to my Instagram, Everyone Loves D1765. It's spelled EVERY, the number 1, LUVSDEE. You can follow me on Facebook, DD Roberts. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Everyone Loves D as well.
Trauma, tell everybody where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram under Trauma Remain Humble. And you also can find me on Facebook under Trauma Remain Humble as well. They're both basically the same.
Right, cool. Y'all. Make sure y'all go check out these two amazing artists. Do not forget, go find Trauma Remain Humble and DD Roberts for those awesome.
We might take you up on your New Year's offer, D. We're gonna be dropping some TikToks.
And
let me tell you, I have a lot of liquor. That white Henny's waiting to be cracked open.
Don't you? Don't get Star excited.
Uh oh, girl, and I know my limit.
Yeah. One thing I would like to say is, you know, thanks to Nakia that wanted to throw me out there on the freestyle tip. So now, because of the fact you threw me on the freestyle tip, I like to come back again on your show. But this time, I'm gonna actually work on my freestyling for you. So I'm gonna slide away from me actually writing, and I'm gonna just start going in.
We're gonna bring you back for that freestyle. You know, you want somebody to battle? Because we can do a freestyle battle.
Yeah, Tyler can battle me. You can bring us back. We can go back and forth.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Is that a challenge out here?
I'm calling like a challenge.
Hey, don't invite me to a good time.
Sound like a challenge to me. Let's get it. Yes.
Well, okay. Thank you for joining us on Letters from the Pen. You guys can catch us every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every other Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
BBS. Follow us on IG. Now, that's what we're talking about.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you check us out again next week and go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Letters from the Pen.
Could this be a dream? You said